sitting with you all, I'm finding myself deeply touched by the shared silence and this practice that requires so much courage and sincerity and faith, trust, satta. What it is to really give ourselves over to this practice, to really allow the mind to let go of preoccupations and fear and confusion, coming back to the simplicity of what it is here now. And what the Buddha called the sweet joy of the way. How this can be a practice that invites gladness, a sweetness, a wholesomeness. I wanted to share a poem to end the evening or morning or whatever hour it is for you sit, that touches upon those themes that have come up the last couple of days of trust, of gladness, of suffering. It's called Why I Smile at Strangers by Rosemary Wotola Traumer. And so today I walk the streets with vermilion maple leaves inside me and the deep purple of late blooming larkspur and the lilting praise of meadowlark. I carry with me thin creeks of clear water and the three quarters moon and the spice warm scent of nasturtiums and honey in the sunlight and words from Neruda and slow melodies by Erik Satie. It is easy sometimes to believe that everything is wrong, that people are cruel and the world destroyed and the end of it all imminent. But there is yet goodness beyond imagining. The creamy white flesh of ripe pears and the velvety purr of a cat in my lap and the white smear of Milky Way. I carry these things in my heart, more certain than ever that one way to counteract evil is to ceaselessly honor what's good and share it. Share it until we break the chokehold of fear, and at least for a few linked moments, we believe there is nothing but beauty, growing beauty, only beauty. Thank you so much for your practice.